Can you tell me what documents you saw and where, if you're able to, and when?
Well, the first one that really got me started was when I, in 1964, at Paris. They concluded a three-year study while I was there. I was at Shape NATO there from 63 to 67.
Right.
And in 61, there was an incident that occurred, Art, in the morning of the 2nd of February, 1961, when World War III damn near started. Is that there was a massive flyover of unidentified objects coming out of the Soviet sector, the Warsaw Pact area.
Oh, boy.
Flying out of the east toward the west, flew over France, flew over Germany, over the southern coast of England, and these objects flew in formation at a very high altitude and a very high rate of speed, and they turned north over the southern coast of England, and they disappeared off NATO radar off the over the Norwegian Sea.
I wonder how close NATO got to advising some sort of reaction. In other words, how close to World War III?
We went to red alert. This was a couple of years before I got there, but the guys who were there told me that we thought that was the end. Everybody went to red alert. They found out that the Warsaw Pact had done the same damn thing. That we were just probably with moments away from World War III. And then by the 15 or 20 minutes, it was all over. These high-flying objects in formation, metallic, obviously under intelligent control, turned north over the southern coast of England.
Do you recall anything about the speed?
Oh, at a high rate of speed, Art. You know, 800,000 miles an hour, faster than anything we had in those days. Faster than anything the Soviets had.
How fast again, please?
Well, from anywhere from 600 to 1,000 miles an hour.
Okay, all right.
And there were times when they kicked it up and they would disappear off radar 2,500 to 3,000 miles an hour.
Huh.
They didn't stick around very long in those days for us to monitor and compute and figure out exactly. But over the years, Art, they had been flying all over Central Europe, and I'll tell you, they still are.
And you saw documents supporting, well, what, that whole incident?
Well, I got there in 63, and as I was assigned to the war room, a place we called SHOC, the Supreme Headquarters Operations Center. And in 1964, when they completed the study, they put a copy of the damn thing in the vault in the war room.
Uh-huh.
And we used to be in there on 8, 10, 12-hour shifts, Art. And sometimes at 2 and 3 in the morning, you'd get bored and the coffee was too dark to drink and you'd read all the old newspapers.
Yes.
Boredom, you know, that's the old military story.
I could tell you stories, but not enough years have passed.
90% of boredom and 10% pure terror.
Yeah, exactly.
Anyhow, an Air Force colonel who was the controller on duty that morning, he saw that I was kind of nodding off and I was bored and twiddling my thumbs. He went to the vault and pulled this document out. He threw it on my desk and he said, "Master Sergeant, read this." He says, "This will wake you up." That was the beginning. I read the damn thing. Heart, I couldn't put it down.
Okay, and so that incident beginning to end? Was there more or what?
It was a total of a three-year study. Art, they started it in 61. Based on this one particular incident. But they had devoted a full 3 years to analyzing and trying to figure out just what the hell was going on, what are these objects, who do they belong to,
yes,
where are they coming from, and why are they here? They published the document in 1964, in the summer. I took a look at it, and my life changed. I had never really ever been the same. And that was the beginning for me, Art. That kicked off what I call a 40-year research program of trying to really come to terms with what's going on.
Did this report conclude anything, by the way?
I'm sorry?
Did this report conclude anything about the incident? Did it conclude in some way what they thought it was?
Well, they concluded, Art, that apparently the planet and the human race had been under some kind of an observation or a survey of some kind.
They actually included that?
They concluded that,
oh,
yeah.
My goodness.
They concluded, first of all, that it was not a military threat to Allied forces in Europe, which was the whole reason the study was established. Huh. In the 43-year study, they concluded that apparently we have been under some kind of a survey or observation for a very long time by one or more, got this, extraterrestrial civilizations. Now, they published this in NATO in 64, Art. I was to learn later that our own government had known this as early as 1950.
But, Robert, you know, even in years later, the U.S. government in the military continues to say, whatever these things are, we've concluded that they are not a threat to national security.
That's exactly what the NATO study concluded in 64. They concluded, Art, that if these objects, if this civilization, if this technology were hostile or malevolent, that the game would have been up a long time ago.
Y'all vote
they
for that.
They repeatedly demonstrated technology that was so far beyond anything we had. Art, they used to fly circles around our high-performance fighters. They would do foolish things. They would make us, you know, they went out of their way, apparently, to show us what they could do, what they were capable of. And the conclusions reached is that they apparently were not malevolent or hostile.
But
they also concluded in 64 that this had been going on for a hell of a long time.
But
now, I've learned over the years, Art, that we probably had an involvement with these intelligences for 5 or 6, maybe 10,000 years.
All right.